I look at Twitter. I look at Instagram. Twitter, Instagram. Nothing changes.
It's just insane. Yeah, it's crazy, dude. It's bad.
Yeah.
It's seriously really, especially once you have kids, you're like, you catch yourself and like, oh, Jesus Christ.
I was doing it today. I had a meeting. I had a business meeting. It was, or not business meeting. Yeah, I guess that's what it is.
Yeah.
Me and a lady that works for a production company.
Either a business meeting or
yes,
like
it's exactly what
trying
it was.
To like, you know, quit
or just a
watching
love
like
meeting.
Gay porn or whatever meeting. It's only two types of meeting. Business meetings and being like,
gay intervention.
I'm addicted to sucking people's penises and getting high.
And I checked my phone like six different times. While she's talking to me, I was like, I'd have to stop. I'm like, this is fucking crazy.
I know.
But I didn't know we were getting coffee. I thought we were getting lunch. So I got coffee here.
Oh.
I had a cold brew. And then we went to a fucking coffee shop.
So what'd you do?
I had double coffee, dude. Well, I was out of my mind.
Up?
I had a meeting with this lady and I didn't shut up. I was like, well, yeah, I mean, I guess that's the direction of comedy right now. And it is tough to sell sketch, you know? So it was fucking wild.
You were one more coffee away from going.
Yeah, I was fully, dude. It was nuts. I was like sweating. Oh, I was doing impressions. I did impressions like four different times.
That's the move. Get
jolted on
coffee
and then just check your phone. Just like, oh, sorry, I got time. I just got to answer this. I have spots tonight. That's what I do. I do stand-up lazy, just nonstop. So. Wait, anyway, what's going on with your company? What are you guys working on? I showed her the fucking poop lady. I showed her the poop lady. I was like, have you seen orders? Oh, look at how funny this is. I watched your fake laugh.
Oh, dude, get that geeked on coffee and hit the meeting. So sick.
Yeah. I told her. I was like, when I tried to hold the phone, I was like, I'm sorry. I didn't know we were getting coffee. I had 32 ounces of cold brew before this.
You're going to have to get another coffee.
I didn't even eat dinner. Or eat anything.
Oh, you're on an empty belly?
Full empty.
Jeez. Yeah. You didn't have to get another coffee.
Yeah, it was psychotic. And then I ended it. I was just like,
okay, goodbye.
I was like, oh, my Uber's here in 2 minutes. What else you got going on today? I mean, the thing, it was going nowhere. She was cool, and it was, they have a good thing, but.
I have such a hard time leaving places, and I swear to God, having the Uber coming is like the best thing in the world. Just in the middle of a conversation. It's like, my Uber will be here in 2 minutes.
Yeah,
it's
got
not
2 minutes.
My fault.
We
I
have
must
to
leave.
End the conversation.
I thought it was going to take 20 minutes to get here. It turns out it's just two. I have to leave right now. I can't spare another
people
second.
People try to keep it going.
Yeah.
So it's like, my Uber's here. I got to go in a minute. And they just, here comes another story.
Yeah. Like, my Uber driver is texting me. He's actually sending me some pretty nasty stuff right now. I have to go. He said he's going to kill me.
He's going to cut my head off.
That dude, I almost battled an Uber not too long ago.
With the Uber driver?
Yeah. I came up at Philly Helium. For some reason, something happens where, I mean, it's just bad service, I guess. But you call Ubers. And it says like 1 minute away and it freezes, but they're actually outside.
Oh, yeah.
I came outside. Brittany beat me outside. She was opening the door and the dude tried to zoom off on her. And she fucking spazzed. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
On the birthday night?
No. This was like a couple weeks ago. What the fuck are you doing? He was like, he started spazzing out. I mean, that's probably not the best impression, but
something like that.
It's literally kind of what the guy said.
Probably. Who knows who you're being racist against?
Exactly. This guy was not, he wasn't Indian. He was from like, some weird Dagestan type
shit box.
Some bullshit, dude. And he was pissed, dude. She was pissed.
Some country that could never be us, dude.
Apparently, Eastern Europe has great respect for the United States.
That's exciting.
Yeah, I just saw the new Jordan Peterson, Joe Rogan, dude.
Oh, so did I.
Did you see
that
it?
That was a lot, dude. JP might have been on some coffee. He didn't
shut
the fuck up.
Yeah, I think he drank double
cold brews.
He didn't stop talking.
He didn't shut up once.
Dude, he never stopped talking.
Yo, you watch the Bat Guy?
Who's that?
There's a dude who loves bats. This old man who loves taking pictures of bats. He went on Rogan. It's pretty fucking nice, dude.
Fuck.
He's just a sweet old man that loves bats.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. It's pretty great.
They do rule. People are coming around on bats.
I mean, that was his whole thing. He was a bat conservationist.
Is he really?
And he was like, people don't understand. Bats are fucking sweet.
Everyone claims that they poop too much. It's like, bro.
I poop too much.
Who doesn't, dude?
I shit like crazy.
Yeah, and I don't eat fucking like twice of my body weight in bugs every night. I have no excuse to be shitting this much. I have no excuse to be shitting this much, dude.
Adrian Appalucci had a good... I went to see Louie's show, and the only reason I can repeat it is she streamed it.
Yeah.
She was talking about trans women, how like you can look as beautiful as you want. You can be absolutely gorgeous. You're still going to shit like a man forever. Like trans ladies take like 8 dumps a day, just dude shits, just blowing shits.
That's
out
tough,
of it.
Actually.
It made me laugh.
That's hilarious. Yeah. How was the MSG live?
It was awesome.
I know, dude.
It was really fucking cool. And it was nice. I was the sober one. I went with Beezer, Kyla, Ari, and his lady. It was nice. I was like, you can't drink tonight because it was after your party and I knew the championship was tomorrow. Yeah, I knew the NFC championship. So I just sat there and watched them get fucked up and I was like,
look at these idiots.
I don't know how you guys do this all the time. It's like, damn, dude, I don't know how you guys do this constantly. I could never. But yeah, it was all Louis dominated. It was pretty sweet.
Yeah, I'm excited to see
like
that.
He like bowed at the end in front of everyone. It was very funny to watch him like take it in as an artist.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, dude, that's the whole thing's lost
it's
on kids.
Obviously for the fucking adults.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, why are you doing that?
It's adults. One freak in the group.
Yeah.
An absolute, like a real one, set it up and was like, we're going to do this.
You can't be like, yeah, and then the other parents are busy that day.
Are socially obligated to be like, well, politically, we agree with you.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with this.
Yeah.
Our kid is going to stuff a dollar in the.
They do that.
Man's G string. Not at the reading thing, but yes, there's drag shows for.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever.
It's just weird. It's like, because it is like a.
It's not something I'm worried about, but every time I get online, there is a new picture. So.
Yeah, I'm not worried because I just be like.
What the fuck's going on
here?
My
whole thing's like, yo, no thanks. We're not coming. It's not like. It's just like, I don't feel like going there. I feel weird. I've gone to like drag stuff and all that stuff for Britney. And they girls love it. But it's
girls
like.
Girls do love it.
It's just like, no thanks, man. And
it's because girls love objectifying gay men.
Dude, it's crazy.
That's why they like it so much.
They can't get enough.
Yeah.
They love, the cattier and nastier the gay man is, the girl's like, ooh.
I mean.
They love it.
Catty gay dudes are the fucking best.
True, but it's like if you're a gay dude, don't be a jester for girls, dude. It's like, get the fuck out of here. I'm building wealth.
Anybody, don't be a jester for girls.
I'm building wealth with my partner.
If you're a comedian, don't be a jester for girls.
I heard that, bro.
There's a lot of jesters for girls.
There are. There are.
You can make a fine living off that.
I'm making it being a jester or a
girl jester.
All you have to do is just talk fast. All you have to do is just talk fast.
Talk
and be
really
like,
fast.
Okay.
Yeah. And throughout have left-leaning stuff.
Yeah. True.
Like, you think being gay is a crime? What the fuck? It's 2023. I love serial killers.
Oh, no. It is. Being a girl, it's so tempting, dude. To just be like...
I'm jealous of a lot of the girl jesters.
Yeah.
Their crowds? My crowd sucks.
Yeah.
It's just white, fat freaks, dude. Although, it is funny. That's like... Whenever you see someone's animal and it's a pretty clear reflection of them, like my cat's just a fat piece of shit. He walks in the house, everyone's like, God damn, that's a big cat. I'm like, well, come on, man.
Its ass is leaking.
Your crowd is your audience is a reflection of you. So I'm calling a bunch of guys a bunch of white fat freaks. I'm on stage like.
It's Orc Nation, dude.
Yeah.
It's Orc Nation, dude. Everyone's like, whoa.
It is the orcs, dude. And you'd think they'd be nicer in theaters. They're not. They're still in the back like.
I was actually curious about that. How have they been completely out of control?
They were good boys, but at Center Stage in Atlanta, they got a little rowdy.
Out of control.
Yeah. And then when we were leaving, I saw the floor that they were sitting on, and it was insane.
Oh, no.
Just covered in beer. It's pretty nice. I mean, made me feel good.
That is tight. That was
the orcs were getting after it, dude. It is an orc army. I'm just like,
dude, I was worried when we were doing Slap Cup about the floor of that place.
Yeah, I saw you.
Because I was like, the lady was there. I saw her there and I went and I talked to her and she was like, you're good. She said, as long as there's not like an inch of liquid on the floor, we're good. And I was like, yeah.
I thought she was filming.
Yeah, she was on FaceTime.
She was FaceTiming.
She was on some white
she was
people.
Saying, look
white
these,
people crazy.
Look
white
at these
people
white
crazy.
People.
Yeah, these white people crazy. I know. She was. She was FaceTiming. Don't blame her. I mean, dude, it was so fucking fun. Just smashing cups, smacking them. I think Butterly hit a full cup at one point and sent liquid everywhere.
Yeah, that was good.
I'm going to try to do that like at least twice a year. I'm just throwing like parties like that. It's nice. That's my goal for 2023. I just want to get everyone
have
together.
Some parties.
Have some parties, dude. Everyone was locked away. Everyone got there was like permanent damage from people getting weird from being by themselves for too long.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, it fucked people up. It was divisive, bullcrap.
Yeah,
I'm done with it.
Certainly,
I'm done with it.
I'm done with it too, Matt. You're exactly right.
To be honest, I never really partook in a lot of it. I kind of just did whatever I wanted. the entire time.
Yeah.
And didn't worry about anything, even though people were telling me I was going to die.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, we'll see about that. It turns out my heuristics were correct.
You were right.
Did you see the Scott Adams video?
No.
Oh my God, it's the best.
What's he up to?
So he was a creator.
Dilbert
guy. Yeah. He got real big into like he's big into like and I've only ever like dipped my toes in his stuff, but his like vlogs started popping when he was like watching Trump videos.
I remember when he did Sam Harris's thing. He did Sam Harris's podcast.
Did he?
About how Trump was, he called Trump.
Yeah.
Is what he was saying.
He called him?
No, he's saying like he called it. He was like, he's going to win. Here's all the reasons.
He's into, what the fuck's, what's the name for persuasion?
Yeah.
He's real into like the art of persuasion.
Yeah, he uses basic words.
Trump's a persuasive mastermind. Yeah. And he was like, see, when you're keyed into persuasion like me, when you move your hand like this, when you talk, people, it's like shit. It's like pickup artists for business, basically. It's persuasion stuff is like PUAs for just being like dominating. Business meetings by like standing up and like,
and this time the copying machine doesn't work and Dilbert's pissed.
So if you like stand there and like, if you like rock on your feet and like point at someone, you're like, oh, this guy's a C. It's like shit like that.
Yeah.
Like hacking. But he, I think, got real into like pro vax stuff when the vax came out.
Yeah. Anytime he checks the camera still, I think at the time it auto focused on my face. Every single time he looks, I go, if this thing was on my face the whole time, I'm going to be furious. But he's you telling stories of me going, biting my fucking lip.
Dude, he came out and he did like a, I guess he was like really railing hard for against people who weren't getting the vax. What are you looking at?
Did you shave your legs?
No, dude, in the wintertime all my leg hair fucking falls out. I made fun of someone for this in college and it started happening.
Now it happens.
Now it happens to me all the time. I mean, bro, look at that. It looks like
it's
fucking,
there. All right, I'm sorry.
Looks like fucking damn marble, bro.
That is wild.
Dude, it's smooth as hell.
Man, that's not going to help the fake leg accusations, dude. That's wild.
Yeah, well, I was making fun of someone for that.
I get
college.
It on the back. I get it right there.
Dude, this guy one time, it was hairless. And I'm like, what the fuck? And he's like, it all falls out in the winter. My legs get dry. The hair falls out from my jeans. And I was like,
pfft. It is. Yeah, it's from wearing slacks.
Now it happens to me. It fucking sucks.
Well, I'm sorry.
I think it's because I never wore jeans. I only wore sweatpants. But same color jeans, by the way. Sick. So
no big deal.
It's whatever. But the so he was like railing against people who weren't getting the vaccine. He was like doing all these sophisticated data models and being like this, therefore that. And you guys, I don't know if he was saying like people were idiots, but he was kind of being like, you guys just don't understand how to actually use logic and think for yourselves. And then he came
That's
out
kind of being a fucking complete asshole.
Yeah, I think again, I don't know. Yeah. This is what I think he was doing, because he had to come out and he didn't have to do this, but he came out and he goes, I'm going to say it. The anti-vaxxers won. The anti-vaxxers won. You guys won. I had my complicated logic. You guys had your heuristics. You're now in a victorious place. It was the most unhinged shit I've ever seen in my life, where it's like, you won. I'm the loser. He's like, take solace in your victory.
Old men cannot have the internet.
We can't.
No, and exactly. Geezers that are online are fucking out of control, dude.
This shit is nuts, dude. Because I think he was getting crushed in the comments, because he was like, people are probably like, fuck you, fuck. YouTube is all like, fuck you, my aunt died from, you know, whatever, therapeutics or injectable. It's like nonstop on all those videos. So he had to come out and like bend the knee and be like,
yeah,
you guys with your heuristics were right and I
How
was
old do
wrong.
You think he is?
He's got to be in his 60s, dude. He's probably 60.
He can be in 60s and reading the comments.
Oh, bro.
I think of Phil, think of your dad looking at his phone and being like,
what the fuck?
The hell is this guy?
Oh, I would kill him, dude.
Call me.
It would kill him, dude. Dude, fucking, I don't know if I told you about this, but the lawyer guy I watched got sucked up into the comment life. He was making videos about Andrew Tate, and I watched this dude being like, and some of you guys are saying this, and he made like five more videos about Andrew Tate. He's like, I know you guys love this guy. You guys are saying that I'm a fucking loser. Oh, yeah, okay. I wish I was him. Yeah, right. He's just fighting commenters. This guy's like a fucking criminal defense attorney. Probably loaded, rich, and he still couldn't
take
comments.
Come for all of us in the end, dude. Joey Bosa at the Birds game.
Taped it and sent it to State Farm.
Ooh.
He's a good lawyer.
They don't know. They don't
call
know
C. Breezy.
I know you harassed me on the street.
Yeah, I harassed you.
After you knocked the case down?
I have good litigation against you. You ran a red light.
I made the biggest scene. Ran a red light while honking my horn, screaming, shame!
I was just carrying my coffees, dude. Yeah, well, I was just being a good guy.
Yeah. Kobe.
You're going to ruin your plausibility to represent.
What?
Matt,
if you're use words. Matt, you lost your plausibility.
How?
You ran a red light and I got.
Has nothing to do with the case. If you want to take me to court for running that red light, we can handle that.
Did you run that red light? Because you already said you ran it. You said you ran
allegedly
it.
Allegedly running a red light.
No, you said it already.
You literally said well, you
this
did.
Has nothing but to do with the case. Defense, don't talk about
it. I have
this.
To stay with my current counsel.
What's the tort situation? What's the current tort?
I don't know. I learned about that. Junior year of high school, I don't remember the torts.
We got to check into the torts. Yeah, dude, there's tort law. I had a guy, I got just crashed. Some lady just nailed me.
Pause.
Well, play. I'll take it. Let me play. Some lady just nailed my car. She had no insurance. And I had like the worst of the worst insurance. And I called a lawyer. He's like, I checked the torts. He's like, they're just going to write you a check for $3,500.
Dude, this was when your car was beached for like a year.
Yeah, man.
That was crazy.
Did I ever tell you the whole situation with that?
What?
This is a crazy story.
Dude. So the lady just nailed my car, fucked me up, airbags deployed.
Oh, I forgot.
Came out, yes, dude, yeah, came out of it. Like, I got to get the license plate. Yeah, yeah, totaled my Civic. Came out, got the license plate off the lady, and she
when was this?
This was like
2017.
You guys were 2016? Doing the podcast.
18, it would have been 18, I think. Yeah.
You might have got CTE. Dude.
I did, dude. Bro, I was fucked up. I didn't sleep. I didn't sleep after that. Dude, I didn't sleep for real for 4 days, and
don't
I wasn't
buy a
tired.
Flex, brother.
It was.
TBI, dude.
Yeah, it fucked me up pretty badly. And I wonder
if that still stands, maybe get monetary.
Dude, like, so.
Did you become retarded from a car accident? Yeah. Call Billy. Yeah. Call Gay Bill Wofford.
I'm going to get a billboard with Bill on it.
But, dude, the whole story is kind of nuts because I got her license plate. I got her license plate. So I use my police contacts. You're more in the law. I'm more into like the behind of the shield.
Right.
So I use my police contacts. I got her address. And an officer I knew at the time.
That's BTS.
Literally illegal. So
fuck. That's BTS, bro.
As your counsel, stop talking about that. You found her name.
Can I tell you the whole story?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but chill, that's illegal. But yes. Well, it's literally against the law.
All right. You can do the police can do that, can't they?
Comedy podcast. The police this can't do that for a friend.
Well, what about a lover?
You can't phone a friend?
It's abuse of power.
Is it abuse of power?
You know these comedians.
I can't tell
stories,
the rest of the story. The rest of the story is way more of an abuse of power.
What'd you do?
I got to
as
go.
That's what I knew.
Okay, so let's say the story. Story, legend has it. I heard of somebody who did this.
Story time, y'all.
We went to the house, and it was in not the best neighborhood, so I didn't want to get recognized, so I just got to like sit there and chill while someone I knew who, you know, whatever, went up to the door, knocked up, and was like, yo, where's, and the person like, oh, they're not here, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, look, man, we just want to, like, you know, there was a hit and run, it's a serious incident, just, they should do the right thing. And they went actually, and they ended up did, like, going and turn themselves in. They didn't get any trouble, I didn't press charges. But then later on, illegal. The person who hit me called my police contact, and literally told, they were like,
how can we make
officer, my daughter suffered a terrible thing. Somebody videotaped her sucking their dick. And put it on Facebook. What can we do? And they were like, I can't help you. I don't
what
know what
to do. What the fuck?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's
like the karma's a bitch, y'all. That's all I'm saying.
God damn.
Karma's a bitch. Yeah, it was bad. I actually felt bad.
You were probably like, we should probably review the tape for legal purposes.
I said, I was like, you make us whole. We can recreate the
give me that tape and we're even.
Pound of flesh.
Shit. That's all fictional.
That's just street justice.
Yeah.
That's all fictional. Damn,
powerful switch.
In the headphones, that's crazy.
I gotta stop drinking water right into the microphone. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry, y'all.
No, cheers.
I got CTs, bro. I got hit. Dude, the airbag deployed. And by the way, there was a
does
scratch
off your face up,
dude. It's brother. Most people would hit my forearm. I was quicker than the airbag. Swear to God, that's it came crazy. At me and I went like that, and it scuffed my forearm. Not lying.
That's super.
I believe.
Bro.
Yeah, it wasn't from the air. You were probably covering up for the accident.
No, it was.
Did you see the accident coming? Yeah,
dude, I saw the lady pull it out. I was listening to, fuck, what was the song?
It's probably
it's
rapping.
So funny. It's going to be so funny.
The what?
Whatever song it was. Any song you're listening to, if you get in a car accident, dude, it's so funny.
Oh, my God. Like let me find the, fuck, it's by like, It's not like Jane's Addiction. I think it's Jane's Addiction.
It was, I just put Rooster in your head earlier.
Getting an accent to Rooster would be sick.
Yeah, what? Allison Chains is
dude, let me see if I can find this, because it's like, it's kind of embarrassing. So I'll like listen to it every now and again, and I'm like,
damn, that was a serious accident. I didn't know how bad it was.
Dude, my airbag deployed, and I remember I saw the car. I was like, fuck, hit it. And there was just
hurt,
a,
like, fuck.
What?
Probably hurt having your arm.
Dude, it fucking hurt like hell. I lost consciousness. I was out and I came to and was just like, what the fuck? And just saw that car and was like, bitch.
You could have become a paraplegic, bro.
This is true.
Did your airbag deploy in your car accident with the tractor trailer when you were trying to get your game?
No.
You just went under?
Yeah.
Damn, that's scary.
Then he kept driving. It was so scary. He kept driving.
Wait, what happened?
During COVID.
Remember Shane during COVID took his dad or mom's car?
I borrowed my mom's car to go to Best Buy to buy a...
You went into a tractor trailer?
I needed my NCAA. I needed an HDMI cord for the Xbox 360. I was like, Mom, can I please borrow the CRV to take the Best Buy to buy this cord? I pulled in the right lane.
Your card back.
I pulled into a turning right lane. A tractor trailer was making an illegal right turn for the
it's
record.
The opposite of space.
Literally a sign out that says no right turn. The tractor trailer didn't see me pull up next to him and just slowly turned.
Oh.
So I just watched the
wheels
trailer.
Come towards you.
The trailer just, I was like, yo, yo. I just watched it hit me. And then he kept driving. He couldn't see me. So I was like, oh shit, I'm under your truck. The wheels were right next to the door.
Oh. That could have been the end of you, bro. Yeah.
No, it would have been a real slow death. I wouldn't have moved. I'd have been too lazy. I was kind of like, oh, here it comes. So then I drove the car home and I was like, Dad, can I borrow your car? Immediately got my dad's car and drove the Best Buy. I needed dubs.
It's all you could do.
It was all I could do.
I was thinking about getting a gaming system yesterday. I was watching like Call of Duty videos. I was like, I'm really missing out.
You're
going to
be
this.
Furious.
I'm really missing out on this.
You're going to be furious. The new games.
They're hard?
They're just
woke.
Oh, woke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're